You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. It was an NFC East showdown on Monday Night Football to close out Week 3, but to be honest, there really wasn't much doubt by the third quarter.
Shotgun snap, quick throw, near side, intercepted, picked off by Diggs, down the near sideline, 50, chase to the 40, down the sideline, 30, the 20, foot race to the 10, the 5, and a touchdown! A pick six thrown by Jalen Hurts! Trayvon Diggs all the way for six!
Oh, that's some Alabama on Alabama crime right there. Credit to Kevin Harlan on Westwood One on the call. The Dallas Cowboys just absolutely boat raced the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday, 41-21. Just about everybody got into the fun for the Cowboys. Dak Prescott had three touchdowns, Zeke Elliott had two more, and Dan Quinn's defense intercepted Jalen Hurts two times on the night. Speaking of Hurts, it wasn't great for him. 23 of 36, 321 yards, did throw two touchdowns along with those two picks, but it just didn't make sense game plan-wise for the Eagles. They did not run the football very much at all. They had just 12 carries in the game, with 9 of those coming on scrambles by Jalen Hurts. Running backs for Philly touched the ball 3 times in total on the night on the ground. Miles Sanders got 2 carries. Kenneth Gainwell got 1. It was just ugly from Philly. The Cowboys improved to 2-1 on the year and host Carolina next week, while Philly falls to 1-2 with a home game against the Chiefs in Week 3. A couple of quick hits now for you beyond Monday Night Football. We start in Chicago, where, speaking of ugly, it was hideously bad for Justin Fields and the Bears, and that prompted this exchange with Matt Nagy when it comes to the quarterback situation in Week 4.
Just to be clear, you do not know who's starting quarterback on Sunday, or has that been decided yet?
That's what we're working through right now, so I can't definitively say who the starter is, yes.
Okay, I'm sure that's going to work out just fine. The Carolina Panthers move quickly after losing cornerback J.C. Horn to a broken foot. They've traded for former Jaguars first-round pick cornerback C.J. Henderson. Carolina sends tight end Dan Arnold and a third-round pick in exchange for Henderson and a fifth-round pick. Henderson was the 9th overall draft selection in 2020, but he was chosen by former Jags GM David Caldwell and seemingly never fit in with Urban Meyer and Trent Baalke. More Panthers news. Christian McCaffrey has a hamstring injury and will miss a couple of weeks, but he won't go on IR, which would require him to miss 3 weeks of games. Patriots running back James White suffered a hip subluxation in the game against the Saints. His timetable is unknown, but he will be out a while. Giants middle linebacker Blake Martinez will also be out a while. He suffered a torn ACL on Sunday against the Falcons. That is the end of his season. Buccaneers wide receiver Scotty Miller is going to miss significant time. He has a toe injury, still being evaluated, but it's likely he goes on injured reserve. Broncos wide receiver KJ Hamler also tore his ACL on Sunday against the Jets. He's obviously going to miss the rest of the season. Speaking of wide receivers, Josh Gordon planning to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs. According to ESPN, Gordon was amazing 8 years ago, but since then has largely been irrelevant on the field while battling addiction issues. And finally, we end the show on some good news. Happy to report Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, who was taken to a hospital after the game on Sunday, has been released and was in great spirits. That's good to hear. Get well soon, Andy. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Tuesday, September 28th. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, please take 5 seconds, leave a review. It does a ton for us and helps other people find our great show. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Enjoy your Tuesday, everybody. We'll talk tomorrow.